Mishami Shviyas Daf Ayin Dalit. The Gemara continues this discussion that what the status of Beis Choron is, and the Gemara explains. Amar Rav Yochanan, top of the Ayin Dalit and Aleph. Odiyesh Bahava Shefela Be'emek, that the area of Beis Choron has in it different topographies, different areas. It has in its mountains, Shvela, and it has lowlands, Ve'emek, and its valleys. From Beis Choron until Amas, until Imos, that's a mountain, your mountains. Imos ad lo Shvela, it's the lowlands. Milut ad Yame'emek, from Lut until the valley, until the Yame'emek, the sea of the valley, Nitni Arba. Gemara says that's where you see that where they have the, from there is the valley. So Gemara says, Nitni Arba. Elma, you're going to tell me maybe there are four different lands, maybe not. In other words, maybe you'll tell me that there are not three. In other words, you're telling me that maybe instead of three different areas that we have, that we talked about the area of Yehuda and the Galil and the Yarden area near the Yarden, maybe there's a fourth area as well that the Gemara says would be included as well. The Nisnei Arba. So Gemara says the Merav is Hain. Really, they're combined. The areas are together. They're not really a separate area. You don't consider it a separate area. It's really a valley. But as there are different parts of it, the mountains and the flatlands and the valleys, these are just areas that that are part of it, but doesn't have its own set of laws. They're not really independent, they're not really separate parts, they're really part of the same thing. So therefore, we consider Beit Choron a valley, and that's the area, and the other parts are really, don't consider it as if it's three separate different lands, but it's really one, and if halachos of beer apply to that part of the land, what we consider that part of the land. Merav is Hain. Merav Fulda explains what the Gemara means. Gemara said what it means is Te'ov and Cheshvela Shabeskov, Merav is, they're all mixed up together, they're all combined together. That Jahar Kabeskov, Merav Magia, the Harshalut, Shefles and Merav, they all mixed together. Because they're really not independent areas, but rather they're small chalakim that are really all combined into one, and therefore it does not have a separate halakha, and it's all considered the same area, the same as Mana Bior, is the same area as we consider an area of the Emek, of the valley, of where it would be considered the time of Bior, as when things could grow there. The Gemara says, we learned in a Braisa. So we learned in a Braisa, and Surya Shalshartas. They're also in Syria. There are no three part lands in Syria. The same idea. In other words, it has to be, we know Syria is the area which we talk about that was Kibush David HaMelech, and the other halakas are very disrupted on some level. So Yifu Gemara says, same thing applies, that the, even though it wasn't actually din of Eretz Yisrael, but we have the same din of Shvi, we said Midir Rabbanon, since it was Kibush David, there was Kibush from David HaMelech, so mainly therefore it has, Midir Rabbanon has a din of Ilkha Shvius, has a din of the halakas of Eretz Yisrael, the din of Rabbanon, therefore it would be a din of Beer as well. So even though it has also mounds and lowlands, all kinds of three different sections, we don't look at it as separate areas, but rather as one. We don't aim at Surya Shalosham. The same thing as we said over here, by the same ideas we talked about Beis Choron, is the same halakha over here, that it does not, it's the same halakha that it does not. We have one din, and we don't consider Biyah Legabi one considered, we don't consider three separate lands, but rather Biyah Legabi one halakha of one area, that's what it's referring to. Mishnah continues that we said halakha is Legabi the din of separate three lands, Shosh Aratzah is only Legabi Yehuda. So Gemara said this is halakha applies. When we say the halakha of Biyah, it only applies to the area of Yehuda, but not the areas, the other parts of Eretz Yisrael. There, we don't consider it, separate areas. And then Gemara is going to try to explain what is the Mashita of the Mishnah, what is Rav Shimon Shita versus the Tanakhama of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, let's come and see, let's learn. Elon Emek Shav Yehuda, according to Rav Shimon, if you live in the valley of Yehuda, in the Ochel Ada Yehuda, you can't eat, continue the Shvius, you can't eat Shvius until the area of Shvius, until the Beer is man of Har Yehuda, until part of the mountain of Yehuda. When that is available, when that leaves the field, that's when you can go ahead and eat from the valley. A mixture of the Galil, but those who live in the valley of the Galil, Ochel Ada Yehuda, they can eat until, they can eat whatever is considered stored, until the Beer of the mountains of Yehuda. So even though even though the valleys themselves now are emptied of Galil, you're still able to eat it. We don't din beer until, as long as you can find the produce on the mountains of Rav Yehuda, it would be considered still part of it. It would not be considered a chiyuv biyud. That is what the Gemara explains. The Rav Shimon holds this halakha that the we consider it, or the Har HaMelech, we consider Har Yehuda is the Iker, and therefore, even if this used up, even if the produce is no longer available in Begalil, we still go by the area of Yehuda, and that's the we go by that, the Gabbid Din Bior, and it's the same thing as we find by the Mishnah, saying the same thing will be applied by different areas of the land. We don't go by three, we go by one, we go by the Bior of that area of the Galil. The valley depends on the Har HaMelech, on the Yehuda, is not contingent upon what grows on the, that's the way the Gemara, that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara doesn't really answer this, but the Gemara is sort of making a more definitive statement, but it's not really answering the steer into two different Gemaras. Mishnah can say contains all rights of Bakas of Zesim and Tamarim, or the lens of Eretz Yisrael, or one, the Gabi the Din of Beer, for Zesim and Tamarim, for dates and for olives, all have the same halacha. So Gemara says, which is the things that grow, that stay the last in the fields. So Gemara says, Tani mid afkaruvim, same the karuvim is also included. Afkaruvim, all the lands are equal as well. So Gemara fulda lagabe karuvim and gabe caribs as well. Tani we learned, and then a brisa. You can eat shvias on the dates. You can eat shvias that are stored until the trees on Yericho, the date trees in Yericho disappear. Until that time, then that's the part that is considered the area where they grow the most. And once the trees in Yericho are bare, then we assume that the rest of it as well, then all of it's going to be after the din of beer by tomorrow. But even if tomorrow is removed from other parts, as long as it's still in Yericho, it's not considered as if it requires beer. And same thing on olives. You can lead to olives, even if they're missing from the trees, until they disappear from Meron and Gush Kalav. That's there where they stay the last. They're the ones which have the most, the richest trees in the Shevet Chelek of Asher, where it says Tovu B'Shem and Raglo. And therefore, these areas are considered where they're very, very ripe. And therefore, if as long as it's still there, we consider it as if it's not this manbir. However, if in Meron, which is Meron in the north, it's in a mountain, not one of the highest mountains, if the Meron and Gush Kalav, the Zesim are removed, are gone, then we can assume the rest of it as well. And the beer comes in with all the rest of the Eretz Yisrael, all comes together, there's a chiv beer. As long as this remains over there, it's no din beer on the rest of it until this is removed from here. Says the Gemara. Continue the Mishnah. The Mishnah wants to know, when do we have this halacha of when things are stored, we can go to the din of beer. Machlokes in the Mishnah. Uklanam mufkar. Person can eat shvias that's stored on the fact that he has ala mufkar, that he has produce that's in a field that's mufkar, that's not protected, that's open to the elements. Avo, loyal mishamer. But if you have in a protected field, and we don't consider that's not part of it, that's not considered in the part of beer, because if it's in protected, and therefore if it's in a protected place, and therefore it's not given to the animals to go, then the look is then beer comes, we can't consider that it's still there. That's a thing that's going to that's going to be removed. We don't consider that area is considered part of what's growing. It says the Marfula to explain. Oichlin, we have a bias. When you have food in the house that's removed, that's gone, which means as long as it's mutzi in the sada, it's in an open area in the field, that's there. But if it's already completely removed from the field, even if you have still left in certain places that are protected, that are guarded, shomer beganos, still you have to move higher. We don't consider the fact that's mushumer, it's not open to the elements, that's protected, that's not the criteria to when something is going to require beer or not. So therefore, if it's in a makom mufkar, makom hefka, makom open area, the nalaka is, you have to consider it until it's there, well, as long as it's still there. But if it's not, if it's in a shomer, but not a place that's protected, because there, in such a case, it lasts much, much longer, because it's protected, the animals can't get to it, and therefore, it's only, and that would be at the end of on a later period of time, we would say that requires beer. It would be a period of later period of time. But the Mishnah continues. However, even eat the stored produce, even on the thing that shomer, even in a field that's protected, as long as there's produce in the field, even if it's considered shomer and the animals can't partake of it, it's still considered a din where it's yours, and therefore it's no din beer as long as it's in the field. That's where Yossi says we consider it a din of beer doesn't come into play it's not mufka, even if it's an equation where it's shamar, the animals can't get it, we still have a din of considered a din of no chiyav biur until it's removed from this area. Mishnah continues. You're allowed to eat shvius on account of produce that's found in the tfuk in the birdhouses, al difra, or the tree that's al difra. Mr. Mavulda explains, Elon shows a perish napalm and mashana. It's a type of tree that gives off fruit twice a year. You're allowed to eat the first one until the second, until after it grows back the second time, and it's removed from the second time. As long as there's fruit on the tree, even if the fruit on the tree from the first growing, the first growing of the season is gone, but since this tree grows, has a second growth in the season, as long as it's still there, there's no din beer that comes into play. There's no din beer that comes into play as long as it's still left on tree on some level. The other place is with the birdhouse, where the birds, where it's stored, where the birds are. It's still considered there's no din beer. But not on account of the astimunusos. Sivunusos is the av in Oakland. So the marvel anovim al anovim gedilim emosas stop. These are grapes that grow in the after the first group grapes grow, and there's also it begins to grow a second time as well. Begins to grow after you take the first grapes off. It begins to grow. The second grapes still begin to grow in the early stages. So therefore, the Mishnah says, "Avlo mister, not account those grapes that they're still there. It does not change the status of beer. You can still have it in beer on that because these things could take a long time and they grow slowly. We don't consider the beer on that. We don't consider the growth of the growth, this secondary growth of the divunis, to be able to make it that it should be no din of beer." Yehuda Amatir, Yehuda disagrees. Yehuda says he's matir that the loka is kozman should be bichur al yichlakai. So you can have the winter grape, they grow the second growths, the second in the season of the grapes that grow, and then through the eighth year, kozman should bichur al yichlakai. As long as the winter grapes came out before the grape season started, before the season ended, and now they still comes out. Once it came out already, once you finished the season, you harvested. So then what's left, we don't consider it as important. But if it came out while you were still harvesting it, if it came out before you completely finished the harvesting season, and now it came out the second batch, look, it's considered significant. It's considered part of it. And therefore, the din would be that there's no din beer at that point because it's still considered effectively in the field. Mr. Murray discusses this halakha of the Tanakama. That we say that the din of a field of a shomer does not protect you from beer, does not delay the beer. The Bryce is according to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says, the ksiv, we learned in halakha, we learned in a pasik. That from the halakha miyovel comes, you can eat the field from the produce from the field. As long as you're eating in the field, halakha mina bayis, but if you eat from the house, then it can't do the produce that grew in the field is aser, and you can't take it to your house. But you have to go remove it from a mace as well. It says you're allowed to go do that. So again, there's no reason why you can't do it. But the reason why we don't do it is because it is Kosh Mancha Levayis, Kolam HaSad, that we consider like a dilemma, since we don't know. We say as a din of the bias, since we don't know when it's going to come off. We don't know when it's going to come off, when it's going to remove the produce. So therefore we say it's Kolam HaSad, and therefore you'll have to go ahead and take it off the tree itself. That is the Gemara tells you. Now, the Gemara continues. It tells you the halacha of a shamer ain't a shamer. The Gemara says, to explain what this Sfarad and Afkimin is. My time, what's the time of Rav Shimon makes a chilkin shomer and a shomer? Atar shakam tilish halacha. He says, you, the owner, are the one that caused the animal, they cannot eat it because you put it in the makam shomer, you closed it off. So since you're the one who caused the animals, stopped the animals from eating it, so Mela, therefore, it's not like it naturally that animals didn't come. You caused it directly to be a daim. It shouldn't happen. And therefore, we should have let it go, and we should let it go through the field, and let it go through where this might be, it will come into place. And that's what the Gemara Paskins, of course, that's the Tamar of Shimon. That's what the Gemara Paskining in the Halakha of the corner of Shimon. Mishnah continues, Halakha, you let it go ahead and store Shvius, where in the area of birdhouses or in the places where we hid on the other side, on the other side of the field. Gemara says, what does that mean? Zirav Yosi, Tani Rabbi Yosi, Enoch Lant Bakanjal. You can't go ahead and eat the shvias that's on the account of the produce that's in the birdhouses that are in Akko. Even though it's still my hum is still here, we don't consider it enough to be able to go ahead to be an environment for you. However, Gemara says, Rabbi disagrees, Rabbi Yosi, I'm Enoch Lant Bakanjal. You can't eat the you're allowed to go eat on that produce. You do that. So that is the machlokes, and we're saying between the two shittas in the Gemara, they're arguing this halacha of whether to accept, whether we go ahead and the produce account and the produce that's in the field, that's stored in the field, even you could take it, whether it's considered as enough if it's there, if we would be considered taking that as well, and that would not be acceptable. Mishnah continues. That beer, we say the beer is waited, and if you have a second time a crop, we wait to probably get the next year, the thing to come in on the next year. Then we can have a buyer, a real picture of what we're talking about going forward, where we have something on the table. Mar says we have the eighth year, we have the thing to be able to take it off and say that you can use these for the beers, or those together with the ones that require the beer, be considered together, you'll do the pidyon together. That would be acceptable. We thought to say at the machlokes, the Tanakama and the Chum, Vivisios only got to wine and to grapes. Other grapes, though it's fine. It's halakas that it does apply. It does. There's no machlokes there. So when I got time, someone said, well, it'll be fine. Well, it says, we only stand at this price. If you don't mati b'tvarim, we do mati b'tvarim, and if because of the kaiets, he does mati d'afrim, but this only said that I'll be with the second crop that came out before Kishkiya, was it that that's what the Gemara says. That would be the end of the Mishnah to explain to us the difference in two cases, why one place we're koshish for something and we're not concerned about the effect on the Bikra. The other place we consider directly the effect on the Bikra, the effect on what we're trying to prove, that the Shalikla Kayetz, that it came before we came to this area where the second thing began to grow, and if we had to go find a source to be able to go ahead and harvest it and sell it, that's what is only considered now. Stop the mission.